Our Dartmouth West locker room chat here continues on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This locker room chat is provided by Vidina St. Bank, Farmers Union Business Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Now here with boys head coach Derek Shelton of the Dartmouth West boys. Again, it's been a very solid season here for the team. 12-11 here to finish the regular season, 4-6 to finish the TVL. The first time finishing the regular season over 500 since 2018. Before we talk about postseason play, coach, give me your thoughts about the season as it came to an end last Friday against Washington County.
As a whole, I think it's been a good season for us. We knew going in that, we had a chance to be a pretty decent team. But when you bring in, you got just a few upperclassmen, and then you bring in a bunch of freshmen and some sophomores with no experience, you never really know, how they're going to gel together and how it's going to work out. But it came together a lot quicker, I think, than we thought early in the year. And, anytime you can be competitive and win the games and do things in our league, as tough as it is, I mean, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like, we've kind of got the program back on the right track of where we were, years ago. And, I think it's prepared us well for going into Substate on Friday.
We talk about Substate here on Friday. You're going to be locked and loaded on the road, driving to South of Topeka to Linden. Coach, what are some keys here to this matchup, taking on this Linden team?
With Linden, we played them before Christmas up at our place, and, they're a team that's kind of similar to us, like to shoot the three ball. They don't do a lot inside either, kind of like us, rely on the guards a lot. For us, it's just about, kind of doing what we do. That's what we've been talking about all week. In games like this, you don't have to go out and play out of your mind. We just have to be able to compete, do the things we've done all year long and worked on. And so if we can do those things, and defensively, that, like I said, they shoot the three ball a lot. So we're going to have to stay down. We're going to have to be disciplined, not leave our feet, and take away the right hand from them. And if we can do those things, I think we're going to give ourselves a chance to at least, have a chance to pull one out maybe on Friday.
Hey, I mentioned that Linden game. That was all the way back in December of 2025. You came in with the victory 57-44. What kind of improvements have you seen since that point from your team that can really be applicable here for this game coming up here on Friday?
Oh, I think for us, as the seasons went along, and, we've had some highs and some lows, and, I think we're, our young guys especially, they're kind of, it's a lot longer season in middle school. I think we're finally, we're settled in, I feel like. We're settled in, ready to go. The kids, they've improved, and they know. And like I said, Linden's a different team than they were when they played us early in the year. They're shooting the ball a lot better than they did against us. And, for us, it's just about guarding. If we can sit down and guard and take away the three ball, then, we're going to give ourselves a chance to come out Friday with the victory.
Well, I know you don't have a whole lot of seniors here on the roster, but what can you say about the senior talent they've had this season, as well as the upper-class talent that has really provided a lot of experience to those younger guys and overall fighting to keep their season alive here this Friday?
No, these seniors, they've been great. 4 years ago, this senior class, we won one game, and then their sophomore year, they won 4 games, the 5 games last year, to now we're sitting at 12, and, we've talked about, yesterday at practice, this is our, we put ourselves in the best possible chance we could for Substate. Every other year we've been going on the road as a 13, 14, 15 seed. You're playing one of the top two teams. So this senior class, they've really helped change and get, like I said, get the program back to where we want it to be and where it was years ago, with Coach Johnson. That's kind of been the goal, is get that back to the way it used to be. And they've done an excellent job leading these young guys to where I think we're set up for the future from what this senior group's done.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining me for the final week here of our locker room chats.
No, I appreciate you doing this all year.
That was head coach Derek Shelton with the Dartmouth West boys. This locker room chat has been provided by Dina St. Bank, Farmers Union Business Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. D West looking to keep their postseason alive here in a quarterfinals matchup coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock, taking on Linden.